just when we need it. Time for sports. The Major League playoffs have begun. We're the defending champion of the world. Stu, do you remember? Oh, I remember. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
We'll get to that game last night first, but the AL, the Cleveland Indians, have really been handling the New York Yankees so far, haven't they?
You know, Cleveland has that look of magic, doesn't it?
Sure does.
The Indians won a thriller yesterday, 9-8 in 13 innings after trailing 8-3. They had that 22-game win streak late in the regular season. But Scott, if you're going to break through and win your first World Series in 69 years, you need luck too, and Cleveland got that last night in the form of New York manager Joe Girardi making some questionable calls. In the Bronx, I'm sure they're using terms other than questionable.
They have another way of saying questionable in the Bronx, yes.
Yeah. These calls, in one case a no call where Girardi didn't challenge a play on the field, might have helped swing the game Cleveland's way. Mm-hmm. You know, in a short series like this, bad decisions mean more, and now the Yankees are one game from elimination.
Houston Astros in the AL are two games up on the Boston Red Sox, and a superstar from Venezuela has really broken through, hasn't he?
He has. Houston looks so strong offensively. Two wins against Boston, both 8-2 thumpings. And that superstar, second baseman Jose Altuve, hit three home runs in the first game. He's 5'6". He's the shortest active player in the majors and a tiny fan favorite. Baseball fans are salivating over what's looking like a Houston versus Cleveland American League Championship Series in the next round. It could be epic if it happens.
Yeah. Nats Cubs opened last night. And by the way, I hope you've seen the video. Representative Steve Scalise threw out the first pitch. It was good to see him. He threw a strike. It was a true pitcher's duel. Steven Strasburg of the Nats was untouchable. But stats don't win ballgames, do they?
Timely hits, helped along by opponents' mistakes do, which is what happened when the Cubs finally broke through against Strasburg. You know, for all his greatness, it was Chicago pitcher Kyle Hendricks who ultimately was more effective. He held Washington to two hits. He's not a guy who throws with blazing speed, but his placement of the ball was nearly flawless. His catcher said Hendricks didn't miss a spot.
Yeah. And not nearly flawless. Opening of the NHL season coincide a terrible crime on the streets of Las Vegas this week, and their first major sports pro team began their history. The Las Vegas Knights had their first game ever against the Dallas Stars in Dallas last night. A sober ceremony on the ice. What a time to step into the story of a city, isn't it?
Very dramatic. And the Golden Knights won 2-1 in their first ever game. Winger James Neal scored both goals. He said he hoped he could make the people of Las Vegas smile for one night. You know, the Golden Knights, Scott, were always going to be an interesting story. The first major pro sports franchise in Las Vegas after sports leagues had historically avoided the city because of its connections to gambling, you know, bad optics. But now this hockey team is being embraced by the entire league. There have been tributes throughout the NHL this season opening week. The home opener for the Golden Knights on Tuesday will be quite a meaningful event for sure.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
Thank you.